Well, hopefully this audio boo will be a little bit more coherent than the one I tried to do earlier today with my buddy Kevin when we were out at lunch. It just didn't work out, as it sometimes doesn't. But flipping through my... I am the most disorganized person in the world when it comes to trying to keep it straight what I've got going on at any given moment. I'm generally sort of flying by the seat of my pants, but I've developed a system. I've sort of worked out a system for myself that seems to be working so far. To give you sort of an idea, because I've had some people asking me, I do have a lot going on, as someone pointed out to me earlier today. But it's all, well, not all of it. I mean, obviously I've got a day job, but, it's all fairly speculative. And it's sort of labors of love, even though I would like one day to really hit some success with, what I sort of consider a hobby now. I mean, who doesn't? That's sort of the ideal. But I do quite a bit of writing. I do illustration, increasingly, online media is becoming more and more of a part of what I really enjoy doing. I don't know what to call it, though. I mean, let's face it. We're living in a time where it is very difficult to nail down what you can't say, you know, there. I can think of so many people, you know, what do you do for a living? And they just can't tell you because it's hard to describe. You know, they do this, they do that, they do media consultant, or they will sometimes do video, they sometimes do design work. And that's sort of the future we're moving into, which I think can be a good thing. I mean, maybe we are sort of moving out of the era where now it will be possible to sort of float between these different ways of earning a living. I think that's a good thing. Anyway, I'm getting scatterbrained again. What was I saying about not being organized? So the system I've developed for myself is the Moleskine. I've heard 50 million ways to pronounce this, and I don't know which is correct. But if you know what I'm talking about, they're just very plain black. Well, I think they have color now, but very plain notebooks. And it's strange, but I have a three-tier system. I've got one that is a weekly calendar, which weekly, hell, I use it pretty much hourly. Then I've got one that is simply a plain, it's just a sketchbook essentially, and then I've got one that is grid paper. I love grid paper. I use these in tandem. The calendar to sort of keep me organized, obviously, and sort of remind me of timely things that are going on, clearly. The blank sketchbook is just really kind of a catch-all because it's not just sketches, a lot of notes. Flipping through here right now, I can see lots and lots of story notes on Oceanus. Lots of sketches. I see some early design work for some things that I had done graphic design-wise. Some notes on alchemy. Yeah, I know, it's that kind of thing. A map of the known universe in my Oceanus story to sort of keep me straight. A current idea I'm working on, a current design I'm working on one page. So, in other words, it's sort of a catch-all. The third book is sort of used more as a journal where I pretty literally just sort of write in it what's going on with me and what I'm thinking at any given time. I've been thinking more about the open source film today. And I'm beginning to suspect that maybe Oceanus, my sort of science fiction Livingston in space epic, is not the direction to go with the film, with the project. I like the project, but increasingly I'm of the opinion that it's just too big a story. My space story is just too big to try to apply this to, that maybe the first one needs to be a smaller story, something a little bit more manageable by people with a realistic, you know, weekend filmmaker budget. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm determined in the next week or so to get some kind of website up. And if you're on Google Wave, I'm Isoban at Google Wave. Shoot me a message. Send me an email if you want to be included. I have some Google invites, too, by the way, if you need a Google invite. So send me an email at isoban@gmail.com, I-S-O-B-A-N. I'm beginning to suspect that maybe the way to go here is to open up the project to someone else's story. In fact, I'm really kind of keen to do that now, but I need feedback on it. So shoot me a message and let me know what you think. Promise that at some point in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to get some kind of a website up, something that you can reference so you don't have to rely on these audio boos. And I've been getting feedback. I really appreciate the feedback, and I love to hear from it. I'm also going to try to update my journal, Isoban's journal, which is isoban.blogspot.com, with some information on the crowdsourced film, the open source film project. But that's pretty much my full update for the moment. It's already been kind of a long audio boo. And a big thanks to everybody on the superhero songs playlist. That really turned out well. I've got a whole bunch more. As a matter of fact, I think this particular playlist is going to go on and on and on and on and on. I think this is going to be sort of a giant playlist by the time I'm done with it, because you guys came up with some great music. Fantastic stuff. One that I forgot yesterday that I can't believe that I left this one out was, of course, Holding Out for a Hero. You know that one? You remember that one? So that's definitely included. If you got any more, just let me know.